Etymology and meanings of literary device of allusion. Etymology of allusion. Allusion is a literary device that refers to a person, place, thing, or event from history, mythology, religion, or literature. The word allusion comes from the Latin word alludere, which means to play with. An allusion is a type of figurative language that adds depth and complexity to a text by drawing on readers' existing knowledge and cultural references. Meanings of allusion. Here are some of the literal meanings of allusion. 1. Reference. Allusion is a reference to something else, usually something well-known, such as a historical event, a famous person, or a work of literature. 2. Context. Allusion adds context to the writer's work by referring to something that the reader is already familiar with. By making this reference, the writer can deepen the meaning of their own work. 3. Association. Allusion creates an association between the writer's work and the thing being alluded to. This association can be positive or negative, depending on the nature of the allusion and how the reader interprets it. 4. Intertextuality. Allusion is a form of intertextuality, which is the relationship between texts. By making a reference to another work, the writer is creating a connection between their own work and the work they are alluding to. 5. Subtext. Allusion can also be used to convey a subtext, which is an underlying meaning or message that is not explicitly stated in the text. By using an allusion, the writer can hint at a deeper meaning without directly stating it. Definition of literary device of allusion. Allusion is a literary device where a reference is made to a person, place, thing, or event from history, mythology, religion, or literature. It is a way for authors to enrich their writing by drawing on readers' existing knowledge and cultural references to create resonance between the text and the wider world. Allusions can be subtle or explicit, and they are used to add depth, meaning, and complexity to a work of literature. By referencing a familiar person or event, authors can create connections and associations that enhance the reader's understanding and appreciation of the text. Types of allusion. There are several types of allusion, including 1. Biblical allusion refers to people, places, events, or stories from the Bible. 2. Mythological allusion refers to characters, places, events, or stories from Greek, Roman, or other mythologies. 3. Historical allusion refers to people, events, or places from history, including political, social, and cultural events. 4. Literary allusion refers to characters, places, events, or stories from other works of literature. 5. Pop culture allusion refers to people, places, events, or stories from popular culture, including movies, TV shows, and music. 6. Geographical allusion refers to specific places or regions, such as cities, countries, or landmarks. Common examples of allusion. There are many common examples of allusion that can be found in literature, movies, and other forms of media. Here are a few. 1. I was surprised his nose wasn't growing, an allusion to Pinocchio, the wooden puppet whose nose grew every time he told a lie. 2. Chocolate was her Achilles' heel, an allusion to the Greek myth of Achilles, whose only weakness was his heel. 3. And no Superman, an allusion to the comic book superhero Superman. 4. This place is like a Garden of Eden, an allusion to the biblical story of Adam and even the Garden of Eden. 5. He's a real Romeo, an allusion to the Shakespearean character Romeo from the play Romeo and Juliet. 6. She's a modern-day Cinderella, an allusion to the fairy tale character Cinderella. 7. The restaurant was a veritable Garden of Gethsemane, an allusion to the biblical garden where Jesus prayed before his crucifixion. Literary examples of allusion. Example number 1. T.S. Eliot, The Wasteland. Example: the winter evening settles down with smell of steaks in passageways. 6 o'clock. The burnt-out ends of smoky days. Explanation: the first three lines of this poem by T.S. Eliot allude to a famous painting by Edward Hopper called Nighthawks. The image of a late-night diner in an urban setting is a reference to Hopper's painting, which features a similar scene. Example number 2. From Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones. Example: and, as I watched him on the stage, my hands were clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. Explanation: the lyrics of this song by the Rolling Stones allude to the biblical story of Satan's fall from grace. The line "no angel born in hell" is a reference to the idea that Satan was once an angel in heaven before he was cast out for rebelling against God. Example number 3. From The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald. Example: so we beat on, boats against the current, borne back ceaselessly into the past. Explanation: this line from F. Scott Fitzgerald's novel The Great Gatsby alludes to a line from a poem by the 19th century writer Tennyson, "'Tis better to have loved and lost, than never to have loved at all." In Fitzgerald's novel, The Lion refers to the idea that the characters are constantly struggling against the forces of time and the past. Example number 4. From A Margin of Hope by Irving Howe. Example: I am a Tolstoyan when it comes to love and a Dostoevskian when it comes to sin. Explanation: this sentence alludes to two famous Russian authors, Leo Tolstoy and Fyodor Dostoevsky. The speaker is saying that they believe in the romantic and idealized view of love that Tolstoy portrays in his novels, but they also recognize the darker, more complex aspects of human nature that Dostoevsky explores in his work. How to create illusions. Creating effective illusions involves making connections between different works or events in a way that enhances the meaning of the text. Here are some steps to follow when creating illusions. 1. Choose the reference. Choose a reference that is relevant to the message you are trying to convey. This could be a literary work, historical event, cultural phenomenon, or artistic piece. 2. Understand the reference. Before using a reference as an allusion, it is important to understand the context and significance of the reference. This may involve research or reading the original work. 3. Make the connection. Make a connection between the reference and the message you are trying to convey. This could involve drawing parallels or highlighting similarities and differences. 4. Use the allusion effectively. Use the allusion in a way that enhances the meaning of the text. Avoid using allusions that are too obscure or that require too much explanation, as this can detract from the message. 5. Consider your audience. When using allusions, it is important to consider your audience and their background knowledge. An allusion that is familiar to one group of people may be completely unknown to another. 6. Use allusions sparingly. Overusing allusions can detract from the message and make the text difficult to understand. Use allusions sparingly and only when they add value to the text. Benefits of using allusions. Here are some benefits of using allusions. 1. Enhance understanding. Allusions can help readers or listeners to better understand or relate to the message being conveyed. It can also make the text more engaging and interesting. 2. Add layers of meaning. Allusions can add layers of meaning to the text by connecting it to other works or events, providing a deeper understanding of the subject matter. 3. Save time and space. Allusions can be a quick way to convey information or ideas without the need for lengthy explanations or descriptions. 4. Build credibility. Allusions can show the writer or speaker's knowledge of culture, history, and literature, which can enhance their credibility and authority on the subject. 5. Create emotional connections. Allusions can create emotional connections with readers or listeners who share a common cultural or historical background, leading to a deeper emotional impact. Literary device of allusion and literary theory. Allusion is a common literary device used across various literary theories. Here are 8 literary theories and how allusion is used in each. 1. New criticism. New criticism emphasizes close reading of the text itself, and allusion is often used to highlight connections within the text, such as referencing a character's previous actions or words. 2. Reader response theory. Reader response theory focuses on the reader's interpretation of the text. An allusion can be used to evoke the reader's own personal experiences and associations. 3. Feminist criticism. Feminist criticism often uses allusion to reference female characters or authors, as well as historical or cultural events related to women's rights. 4. Marxist criticism. Marxist criticism uses allusion to connect the text to social and economic structures, such as referencing historical events or literary works that reflect class struggle. 5. Postcolonial criticism. Postcolonial criticism uses allusion to reference colonialism, imperialism, and cultural domination, such as referencing historical events or literary works that reflect the effects of colonization. 6. Psychoanalytic criticism. Psychoanalytic criticism uses allusion to explore the psychological motivations of characters, such as referencing works related to the character's subconscious desires or experiences. 7. Deconstruction. Deconstruction uses allusion to highlight the contradictions and ambiguities within the text, often by referencing other works that expose these contradictions. 8. Queer theory. Queer theory uses allusion to highlight LGBTQ+ themes and references, such as referencing works that explore gender and sexuality in different ways. Suggested readings on allusion. Bloom, Harold. The Anatomy of Influence, Literature as a Way of Life. Yale University Press, 2011. Hirsch, ed. J.R., Validity and Interpretation. Yale University Press, 1967. Hutchin, Linda. A Theory of Parody, The Teachings of 20th Century Art Forms. University of Illinois Press, 2000.